Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always say get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. It's the way you win. It's the way we win. The way we all win, I guess. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Okay, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell's gotten out of his way. You've heard me say this a half a dozen times now. But Mike has gone out of his way to make it, I'll say, easier for guys like me to sign up and make some money online. Because Twitter and Facebook have made it almost impossible. So if you head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. Ain't that hard. You can. I'm sure you can figure this out. But you use promo code Joe, and you will save anywhere from 30 to 70% off. He's got pillow sales going on right now, sheets, towels, pillowcases. You know, everybody needs pillowcases at some point in time, but he's got pillowcases and all kinds of things. So, you know, my suggestion is, again, jobs are here in this country. He's keeping them here in this country. He's paying his taxes, you know, so that we can give it all to the Ukrainians. And not help out our own people. I got that. But again, head over there. You'll save 30 to 70% off of American-made products. I'm telling you, you'll be real happy. And frankly and honestly, if you hate the stuff, I don't know how, though. I've got it myself. If you really hate the stuff, he'll take it back. And he'll make it easy for you. Sorry. Anytime. Anytime. Anyway. You know, the lieutenant governor of, I love the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. The guy is outspoken. He's not afraid to speak his mind, not afraid to tell you what he believes to be truth. And he's doing a bang-up job there. Take a listen.
Today, America needs a fighter indeed. This nation needs a fighter. Someone who is willing to go onto the world stage, walk in boldly, strongly, waving the American flag, saying, the Americans are here, and we are in charge again, and we are going to lead this world into the future with freedom. That's what America needs, and that is why, on this stage, today, I am endorsing Donald J. Trump as the President of the United States of America in 2024. Because now, doggone it, is the time for warriors to stand up and get it done. No more of this soft talk. No more of this easy speak. No more of it. It's time to put away the cigars and the pipes and the cross legs and the calm conversation. This nation is at war, and we need a warrior at the helm.
That was great. And it's so true. I've been saying this to you all along. Whether you like him or not, tell me which one of the other 14 candidates We'll handle China the way we need to handle. Right? We'll handle the Ukrainians. We'll handle the Russians. Tell me which ones will do that. Don't tell me which ones you think will do that. Look, I'm not a hater of DeSantis. I think he's done a great job in Florida. But I think it's an easy job. I say that because he's got a full Republican conservative, pseudo-conservative legislature. So he can pretty much get anything passed, anything done he wants to get done. What happens when he gets pushback? What happens when he gets legislatures or state houses across the country that won't fall in line with him, that won't do what he wants to do? We'll fight him around every corner. Seriously. I mean, just nuts. I want Trump in there 4 more years, rip the place up, get rid of all those fascists, the ones that are truly trying to run the country. It's about time we had a reset. And our founding father said it, that there would be times where we need to have a reset. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to bring it up. Because, you know, that's, treason, subversion, whatever. I don't even know what they're going to call it. They'll come up with insurrection. Give me a break. Seriously. If they were doing their jobs, there'd be no need for this kind of conversation. And this is not the minor stuff of the 70s or 80s where you complained about the government being able to bring a price of gas down or doing this or doing that. This is not what we're talking about here. Look at what just took place in the legal system. Look at what Hunter Biden just got away with. Look at the do you realize that you've got Al Sharpton still owes the IRS, fighting with the IRS for well over before Obama got into office, for $4 million in back taxes? How come he's not in jail? How come his stuff has to be left? You know, Wesley Snipes was thrown in jail for not filing his taxes. I get it. Look at what's going on with Hunter Biden. I'm sorry, there's a problem here. When you look at everybody on the right whose homes have been, you know, ransacked, raided, whatever you want to call it, by the Department of Justice, and are you telling me the left is that angelic? Now we have proof from whistleblowers that Biden and Hunter Biden were given heads up, actually even had warrants that were not issued, that the Department of Justice refused to even go after when they had perfect reason to. I mean, my Democrat friends, some of you guys who know me locally and online or whatever, if you really believe that Joe Biden is upright and there's no issues there and you're all without fault, yeah, unfriend me physically and online. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
And do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McCain, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You don't want to be part of the problem, believe me. You don't want to raise one of these kids. Let's see what you think.
The capital of the USA is?
Isn't the capital USA?
Yeah. What is the capital?
USA? United States?
Yeah, like, of the states, what's the capital?
America?
Yeah, it was a trick question. You got me. You know who the first president of the United States was?
Abraham Lincoln.
Do you know how many stars there are on the US flag?
100?
Yes, around the capital of the USA is.
I got nothing for you. I don't even know what to tell you. Seriously. I mean, this is craziness. And we're told what an excellent... We used to have an excellent education system. We don't seem to care anymore. Right? Come on, that's nothing that... these aren't that hard. How many stars? And you got a problem telling me how many stars there are on the American flag for real? Yeah. Keep paying that tax dollars. They're working out well, aren't they? 855-REAL-SHOW. I'm sorry. 855-732. I'm not. But 855-732-5560. Hey, shock! Right? Black Americans are fleeing crime-ridden blue cities in big numbers. And they're tired of being shot at. Let's just be honest about it, right? Recent, I think this is USA Today. Black residents are leaving many crime-ridden U.S. cities in the north in favor of suburb areas. In the south, they're moving to the south. I'm sorry, this is a Wall Street Journal. So U.S. Census Bureau estimated, released on Thursday, revealed that black residents are leaving cities in the north and west that have historically high black populations. This includes places like Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Oakland. Right? The residents are reportedly fleeing to suburbs and high growth areas escape. You ready for this? Rising crime. They're not even looking for better jobs. They're not even worried about whether they can get a better job. They want to get their kids out of areas where they're going to be shot. One person said, I was tired of the gunshots and the sirens. This is Mary Hall Rayford, a retired teacher. She moved from Detroit to neighboring East Point, Michigan. Carrie Miner, who grew up in the South Philadelphia, she told the Wall Street Journal that nearly 5% of his barbershop customers left the city since the pandemic began. And then when crime increased, it got worse. He's looking for a place in suburban Darby, Pennsylvania. Right, this is more. There's a whole bunch of these stories. Now, this shows that the taped-off area marking the scenes of a shooting in Harlem. I mean, think about those. Put those views in your head. Not just Harlem, but all over the place. You have people being shot and other things. Now, the outflows represent a reversal of the so-called Great Migration that started in the early 20th century. People were moving to the major cities. There were services there. There was help there. There was protection there. They weren't out in the middle of no man's land. Right? In the early 20th century, millions of black Americans left the South to pursue economic opportunities and to flee racial violence, for that matter. Boy, what a shift this is. The percentage of black people living in the metropolitan area suburbs rose to 44%. Right? Now it's up another 33%. And rising. You know, really, if you think about this, you can look the rest of these up in the Daily Caller. All kinds of stories like this. But they are. They're tired. I don't blame them. Do you blame them? Do you blame the black community for tired of having this anymore? Anyway. Well, another one for the team, I guess. The first elected black transgender state representative has been arrested in New Hampshire. Ready for this one? Because this doesn't happen. Everything's fine. For distribution of child porn. Yeah, that simple, right? God bless. When are we going to start protecting our kids? I mean that sincerely. When are you going to finally stop this craziness? You know, everything is around race and sex. Everything. Right? This is the first ever elected transgender lawmaker, former state representative Stacey Allotten of New Hampshire, has been arrested and charged with 4 felony charges of distribution of child exploitation, child porn, basically. 39-year-old former lawmaker in New Hampshire was arrested by the Nashville Police Department on June 22nd. This was a special, but this has been going on, right? The people in the community finally opened their mouths and turned him in. This is the thing that bothers me, too. You know what's going on. Nobody cares whether they're transgender, gay, lesbian, black, white, whatever. It's wrong to let them get away with it because you're afraid of how you're going to be perceived. You know, it's just amazing. Now, officers responded to a local facility for a juvenile matter. They spoke with the reporting parties and indicated Lawton distributed sexually explicit images of children. Right? They got a warrant, and they went in and arrested him and started going through his stuff and about passed out, probably. Now, he trans, or she, or he, or them, resigned from his position as a Democrat New Hampshire representative in December of 2022. Because why? Arrested for breaching a stalking order charge. I mean, these people have problems. It's a mental health issue. Look at what was the person that was in charge of the nuclear waste for the country that Joe Biden put in place. Another one, a transgender, right? Another one that got caught stealing. Am I saying all transgenders like that? No, of course I'm not. But what is that issue here? Anyway, Nashville police have said that Lawton's case is also connected to an arrest of a New Hampshire woman, Lindsay Groves, who allegedly to have taken sexually explicit images of children who were at a daycare center. What is wrong with these people? Seriously. Yeah, I already know, but anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up to sicken you even more. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com and immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it is monitoring the situation in Russia after the country accused the head of the Wagner mercenary group of inciting an armed mutiny. The country's National Anti-Terrorism Committee opened a criminal case against the mercenary boss just hours after Yevgeny Prigozhin criticized Russia for lying about the war in Ukraine. On Friday, he claimed a huge number of his troops fighting in Ukraine were killed by Russian forces and threatened to start a rebellion. Wagner mercenary forces have been reported near the Russian city of Rostov. Russian officials are demanding a halt to Prigozhin's actions and say they are taking all necessary measures to respond. New York City is requiring hospitals and healthcare facilities to make the prices of procedures public. City Council members unanimously approved the measure first introduced by Councilwoman Julie Menin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-556. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly get informed. You know, and once you get informed, it's easy. It really is easy stuff. It's not a big deal at that point. Always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. All right, you know, I got so much I want to get to, and I never get to it all, which is quite irritating, but that's beside the point, too. All right, you know, shows you your legislators could care less what you want, what you talk about, what you want. Now, in Maine, totally ignored massive public opposition. Not a little bit, a lot. The Maine House lawmakers narrowly passed a radical pro-abortion bill Thursday to legalize killing babies right up until birth. The late-term abortion bill passed by 2 votes. 74 in favor, 72 against. One lawmaker changed his mind and opposed the late-term abortion expansion. Now, Democrats control the Senate, so this is going to fly through because they don't mind killing babies. After a long debate Thursday, 5 Democrats, 1 independent, they joined Republicans in voting against the bill. Now, one of the House representatives said the current state abortion law is doing the job. Let's stop now before we get into too deep, but nobody really listened, right? Governor Janet Mills is a pro-abortion Democrat. Earlier this year, she said she would legalize abortions up to birth for any reason. It's so wrong. Right? No, think about it. It is. It's so wrong. Even countries that are across the globe, of course they would be, stopped this at 22 weeks. I don't think there's any other country there's one other country that allows abortions up to 22 weeks. It's just amazing. Now, this bill is really dangerous because they don't even put... I want you to think about something. Babies with children with disabilities, baby with disabilities, baby with Down syndrome. If they find out these kids have Down syndrome, what makes you think they're going to keep those kids? Right? Mills shared the story of a baby boy in Maine who was diagnosed with a potentially fatal disorder before birth. According to the AP, the governor asserted the mother should have been allowed to abort the late-term fully formed son simply because he had a disability. Do you know how many times they've said a baby would have a disability and didn't have one when it was born? Go with Students for Life. Check out their stories. Many parents who have been, or mothers who have been lied to. Anyway, thousands of Maine residents showed up at the state capitol to protest the abortion expansion. There were well over 2,000 people. There was a pro-life rally. 700 testified against the bill, while only 65 testified in favor. This is what I'm saying to you. They don't care what you have to say. That simple. That's why you have to get rid of those who don't vote properly, I'll put it that way. And not be afraid. Not be afraid to take a stand. Seriously. Now, I guess there were a whole bunch of people that lined up, pro-life advocates, right? They lined the hallway with signs urging lawmakers to protect late-term babies. Reminded them that unborn baby lives matter too, and they do. Inside the chamber, you had representatives who actually started crying and begged the peers to support and protect the unborn babies. I really would love to get somebody on that was cool with abortion right up to birth, and maybe even after birth. I don't know. It absolutely makes no sense to me how you can look at these, 3D sonograms. You can see where they're at. You can see how much of them have been formed. Right? Some of the main reasons for people getting a third term trimester, this is according to a University of California survey, aren't much different from why people need abortions before third trimester. Because they... Why? Because they can't afford to have the baby. They can't afford... We're talking third trimester. These kids can live. Right? These kids can make it. They can live. But have we become that cold? Have we become that hardcore? Doesn't make any sense, people. You need to be talking to the people around you. You need to be talking to your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the reality of what's happening here. I don't care. Show them pictures if you need to. Whatever it takes. Okay, Speaker McCarthy might, I don't know if he's going to be able to pull this off. I mean, obviously, I'd like him to be able to, because of how bad this stuff has become. But McCarthy is trying to put something together to expunge Trump's impeachments because of what a joke they were. Now, Friday, he openly said that he supports the idea of expunging the two impeachments of Donald Trump. There were a bunch of... Now, again, remember, some of these stories are written by hard lefties. Hard-right Republican allies of the former president introduced a pair of proposals to declare it as though the historic charges never happened. McCarthy told reporters that he agrees with Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Elise Stefanik, who want to erase the charges against Trump from the former president impeachments in 19 and 21. They went on to say, I think it's appropriate, said McCarthy, the Republicans from California. He said, just as I thought before, you should expunge it because it never should have gone through. Pressed on his views, McCarthy said he agreed with expunging both of Trump's impeachments. Look, the abuse of power charges in 2019 over a phone call with a Ukrainian president, right? And I don't think he was looking necessarily just to dig up dirt on Joe Biden, when, from what we hear now, though, wouldn't be hard to do, would it? Maybe that's what they were petrified of. They knew that if he dug enough, he would find stuff. Right? Wouldn't it be great if Trump said, hey, I'm going to do a press conference. I may resign tonight. I think you guys should cover it. And I would just drop a banner real quick showing how much money went through the accounts. How fast can they turn off the cameras, right? Both of these impeachments, Trump was acquitted by the Senate. Right? Now, expunging the charges from his record would be an action he could further tout as vindication. Now, you know, when you look, some people are saying that these people are trying to rewrite history. No, they're not. They're trying to correct history. Yeah, it did happen. He did get acquitted. But should they have been brought? Should they truly have been brought? Now, last week, McCarthy beat back a proposal from Bobbitt from Colorado to impeach President Biden. See, I don't think that's the way to go. Not right now. Make the strength in the legislature. Make it so stuff can't even get out of committee in Congress. Do what they do. The Dems play hardball in those areas. Do the same thing here. Right? Anyway, when we come back, I got some other stories I want to get into. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and or your unloved ones about the show and what's going on here, how they can get it, how they can tune in. That would be great as well. I've got a mom that's been going to their school board meeting, God, for years, and she's had it. We'll hear her when we come back from the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get involved, you get engaged, like I said. That's the best way to make things happen. All right, so let's get at it again, you know, because we don't have a whole bunch of time. Here's a mom, you know, one of the best rants I've heard in a long time. She's had it. She's been going to the school board for years, watching, listening, trying to figure out what they're doing and why. As most of us do. And it's, you know, it's a little lengthy. Deal with it. You need to hear it. Take notes. If you're going to your school, your child's school, know what to say. Know how to approach. Know how to speak to these people. And I'm talking about the trustees and the school administrators. So once you figure out how to speak to them, they're not going to be able to turn you away. Take a listen.
I've been coming here for 5 years now, and I was going to talk to you about some practical things that I thought you could change about 3210, but I've changed my mind. I've been really confused over the last 5 years as to why we spend 45 minutes to an hour of every public meeting talking about how great everyone is and how great everything is in the schools, and now I've figured it out. I've figured it out because all these people came here to defend you all from hurtful words. This is obnoxious. Let me just say, there is one goal for the educational system. It should be to prepare children to enter careers, to be productive members of society. It is not a counseling session. It is not a self-help area. It is not somewhere to find yourself. And we should not be led by the children, for goodness sake. The children are called dependents for a reason. They depend on us who have fully developed brains. You cannot feel your way through life. The issues that we are talking about, we are bringing you statistics. We are talking about scholastics. We are talking about funding. We are talking about busing. We are talking about trying to figure out how to make our children be as successful as possible. And I am sure that that is your goal. And what we have been called tonight is what they're claiming that we're saying to children. We're having an adult conversation. There are not children in this room. We aren't going into the schools and calling them names. They call us Marxists and hateful and bigots and everything else under the sun. Well, let me tell you, less than 5% of the entire population of North Carolina identifies as LGBTQ. You guys all claim you want democracy. Well, you know what democracy is? It's the majority plus one. It's 50 plus one. You know what? More than 50% of the people in this state claim that they believe in God, Almighty God, who made us male and female, God who made marriage between a man and a woman, God who said that we must protect our children. The fact that we can stand up here and we know, we can brag about all of the wonderful graduations, but we know the statistics. 50% of children did not pass their end of grade test. What are we celebrating? We have children coming up here telling us how horrible the mental health crisis is. Why? Most of us went to public school, and all of our peers are not in mental health crises. We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing to our children? I'm going to say, we are discussing things with them that they are not emotionally, intellectually, and morally able to handle. That is what is causing the anxiety. That is what is causing the depression. That is what is causing the confusion. We need our children to be able to be children, to be able to be innocent, to be able to enjoy childhood and not know all of the drama and all of the difficulties in adult life. That is what we want. We want our children to be able to read and write and to think for themselves. And we demand that the children who fear God are protected in your schools.
Ooh, boy, she nailed them good, huh? Seriously, no joke. I want to see more parents doing this. I want more parents showing up to this kind of thing, doing this kind of thing. We need it, people. You guys make a difference. You can make a difference. You stay on it, you can make a difference. I don't know any other way to say it. You can make a difference. I mean, seriously. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, Shifty shifted it to us again. Some of you know that. Some of you got it. Some of you understand it. But I got to tell you something, most don't. Most are not paying attention to what's going on. And most don't, you know, it's been so long now, many don't even remember why guys like me are so teed off at him. And if you listen to any of the testimony last week, when they went after Little Shifty, he just denies the whole thing like he did absolutely nothing wrong. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's appalling. Because he did a lot. He lied through the whole investigation for Trump. Yeah, you heard me. Lied through the whole thing. Nobody held him accountable. He cost the country millions of dollars. Still can't produce. Still can't speak to what he saw. And why we should believe that he has the evidence. Here, watch and listen. Check this out. Maybe.
Don Jr. was informed that a Russian official was offering the Trump campaign, quote, very high level and sensitive information, unquote, that would be incriminating if Hillary Clinton was part of, quote, Russia and its government support of Mr. Trump. Are you aware of that?
Sure. People get phone calls all the time from individuals who claim to have information like that.
Really, the son of a presidential candidate gets calls all the time from a foreign government offering dirt on their opponent? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think this is unique in your experience.
She met with Trump and she brought him one-hour Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Now, this is a comedian, is my understanding, okay, who duped Schiff. All right, I'm sorry, this is a Russian prankster, who duped Schiff into believing that he had something on Trump, very bad, and Schiff was more than happy to take notes.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga Buzova.
And what's the nature of the compromise?
Well, there were pictures of naked Trump.
You said that it's not uncommon to get offers of help from a hostile foreign government, a presidential campaign directed at the president's son. You really stand by that, Mr. Durham?
Saying that people can make phone calls making claims all the time that you may have experienced.
And so Putin was made aware of the availability of the compromising material?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. We will be back in touch with you through our staff to make arrangements to obtain these materials for our committee and for the FBI. And I appreciate you reaching out to us.
I mean, think about that. Oh, more than happy. Right? He is more than happy to partake of, to participate in. And that was all right. Right? No, remember, not one of these Dems had something to say about some of the illegal things that went down while this was happening. Why was that, do you think? Come on, really. Why do you think that? Because they don't care. This is not about right or wrong. This is not about making sure that justice is served. This is about them making sure they maintain the power. That's what this is about. They have become that evil over the years. It's terrible. Because you get to the point now where you can't even, want to be honest about it? You can't even trust your friends, can you? Right? You don't know. You don't know which one of your friends, how far they're willing to go with this. How far are your friends willing to back you up, believe, talk, whatever word you want to use, I don't really care. And then what else we have? Then you have the FISA version of the, I shouldn't say version of, because that's not what I mean. But you think about it, then you have like the FISA comment. What happened? How did they get this past the judge? There's only one way they could have done that, people. They had to lie. That was it. I can't pull this one off. All right, well, you'll have to wait till next week. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me, or you've spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, getting involved, getting engaged. I really do appreciate that time. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to JoeMazzina.com, JoeMazzina.com, where you can, you know, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Well, no, there's no poll up there. Yeah, you guys were slow. I put the poll up. First couple of days would be great. After that, not so much. But, I mean, seriously, you've got to get involved. You've got to pay attention. And you will. I guarantee you, if you do that, you'll make a difference. And not a little one either. You'll make a big difference. And you bring that to your friends, your loved ones, your nieces, your nephews, as I always say. And you may be the only person that can save them. So, JoeMazzina.com. Head over to JoeMazzina.com. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unfriends, your great friends, all about the show. Remember to get the app off of the Apple Store or the Android Store. God bless people. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday.